This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Shanning and Noel. Now, according to the Association of Islamic Banking and Financial Institutions Malaysia, Malaysia can expect half of its banking assets to be Islamic by 2030 as the industry's growth outpaces conventional banking. So loans that comply with the religion's ban on interest is set to increase by 10% to 15% annually over the next 15 years, outpacing the 5 to 7% growth seen for non-Islamic loans.
Yeah, so I think some experts are saying consumers are becoming more familiar with Sharia compliant products and that the industry's focus on values-based financing, that seems very attractive to businesses. But one thing I know though, Bank Negara has really been pushing for Islamic banking, right? I think they had the target Islamic banking assets to form 40% of banking assets by 2020. So I guess there's some moral suasion there and banks will be somehow obliged to, try to meet Bank Negara's target.
But there is like genuine demand. I think you can see that even with EPF pushing ahead with their Sharia compliant fund. So now you can elect to choose whether you want to do conventional or even Sharia from a retirement perspective. But of course, the proportion of people who are involved in who opt for Islamic finance is still below Bank Negara's target. So the proportion has only reached 31% as of 2018, and it's equivalent to about 900 billion ringgit worth of funds at this moment.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Bashar Al-Natour, Global Head of Islamic Finance at Fitch Ratings. Good morning, Bashar. Thank you for joining us. Now, what is driving the growth of this sector that you see?
I mean, that's a good question. And I think the best way to look at it, not only in Malaysia, but globally, in two dimensions. The first dimension is the driver. Is it a top-down or a bottom-up? Or usually it's a combination of two. And what do I mean by that is, do you have a strategy and a push and a support from the government to evolve that sector and develop it? And that is actually the case in Malaysia. And the bottom up is you actually have a customer base, a corporate base that is already eager to deal and to interact in Islamic finance in its different sectors, whether Islamic banks, takaful, or sukuk. Usually you have a combination of the two, but from one country to another, one usually is stronger than the other. And in the case of Malaysia, and if you go back for more than a decade ago, you will find that the government had a clear strategy to support the sector and develop it on all aspects and pillars. And when I say aspects and pillars, because Islamic finance is, it can be quickly divided into five key sections: Islamic banks, which is the biggest sect, sukuk, which is the Islamic banks, takaful, which is the Islamic insurance, asset fund managers that are deal with Islamic finance, and corporates that are by mandate and article of association or dealings is Sharia compliant. So usually these are the main drivers, but at the end of the day, it will go back to the actual adoption and how the actual customers, how is the private sector, the corporate sector, the banking sector is dealing with it. And in the case of Malaysia, it has evolved significantly over the past decade.
And where does this place Malaysia's role in the international Islamic banking sector?
The best way to look at it is if you're looking at 10 years ahead, and if you look 10 years back, there was a lot of ambitions and discussions, and I think Malaysia did very well on the local front. So they've increased their total assets from around 17% to around 30%, the same on the financing side. Sukuk is now around 62% from a very low start a decade ago. And however, one thing that I think was not developed clearly is the status of Malaysia as an Islamic finance hub. So they were limited attractions of like issuing in Malaysian ringgit or foreign banks and companies setting up room in Malaysia where other countries and jurisdictions were more successful. But this is, it's not only about the numbers, it's not only about being a hub in terms of a financial and monetary setup. Malaysia is actually a role model in terms of how an evolved, developed Islamic finance ecosystem it looks like, whether you're looking at a regulatory point of view, or you're looking at a centralization, standardization, maturity of various sectors. So whether you're looking at the banking sector, which is now exceeded 30%, whether you're looking at the takaful, you have similar story for the new premium sign. and Sukuk, as I said before, is around 62%. So it is setting a model that other players that are interested in the industry can adopt.
And Bashar, how developed are Islamic capital markets compared to conventional capital markets? Are there any gaps in terms of service and products?
I would say definitely yes. The answer is definitely yes. But again, the story is different from one country to another. And quickly, zooming back to Malaysia, Malaysia has an evolved local sukuk market where, as I said, it's around 62%, where corporates and even the government can tap into the local market. But when it comes to the international market for Malaysia, in recent years, it has been limited. Other countries have a reverse model. So if you look at the UAE, for example, you will see the corporates and the sovereign-like and related entities, they are active in the international market. And there is almost no local dirham market. Saudi Arabia, you could have a more balanced story between the international and local. So you need to look at each one of them and where are they. But in general, the theme, and with the exception of maybe Malaysia, the development of the capital market story in countries where Islamic finance is active is still emerging. And I mean, if you look at Saudi Arabia, the story of the actual capital market and the sovereign issuing now regularly internationally sukuk and locally sukuk is just a 3-4 years old. The same could apply to countries like Oman. So I would say it is in most of these countries where Islamic finance is active, it is still at an early stage of development, whether on the depth, whether on the width and the offering, the secondary market, liquidity on these markets, and I'm saying emerging compared to the actual potential and the size of these economies and what usually capital market size compared in the more developed countries.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Bashar. That was Bashar Al-Natour, Global Head of Islamic Finance at Fitch Ratings, talking to us about the Islamic banking landscape here in Malaysia. But right now, we're about to head into the 8 o'clock news bulletin. Don't go away. After that, we have the Breakfast Grill, where I'll be speaking with Datuk Dr. Asma Ismail, President of Academy of Sciences Malaysia, in conjunction with the International Day of Women and Girls in STEM. Be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.